following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
3, 2, 1.
From Los Angeles,
it's the PHP,
the Perez Hilton
podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby,
and the one and only world famous Perez.
Baby Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That is Perez. How are you?
I just took a bath. So that's really nice. And I
did you light a candle?
No, but I cannot remember the last time I took a bath. Don't worry, I'm still me. I took a bath to make a video.
Well, I can't wait not to watch.
Yeah, I didn't take a bath just to relax. I did it because I thought it'd be funny. But also, it was relaxing, so I did get a benefit out of it.
All right.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
How was your weekend?
Good. I went up to San Francisco. I went to a baseball game. I have a yearly tradition with my old sidekick from New York. We meet in a city and we go to a ballpark that we've never been to before. So before we die, hopefully we can see every baseball park. So we went to see the Giants play this weekend. And it's beautiful, beautiful city and beautiful park. And
who's your old sidekick from New York?
Her name is Danny, but she goes by her real name, Sarah. She had a different, whatever. DJs sometimes have different names. We call her Danny Sarah. She works with Bonaducci in Seattle.
Oh, so she's still in radio.
Yes.
Does she listen to our podcast?
That's a good question. I don't know. We didn't bring it up.
talk about me?
No, believe it or not.
Well, it sounds like you had a great weekend. Mine was pretty chill. Although on Friday, I ended up being on television 3 times.
Really?
I was on The Talk. I was on TMZ.
Oh, that's right. I saw the clip of that. You jumping up and down because you're hosting Chippendale.
Yeah. Yes.
But I didn't watch it. I watched, but I didn't listen. But whatever, they had this shot of you dancing or something that looked really funny. Almost put the volume on.
Oh, almost. They cut out the audio of what I said, and I was explaining to the guy, because like I clearly wasn't trying to be serious. I said, You know what? I'll do the move that Chris Farley did on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, is that what that was?
Or what I remember.
Whatever it was,
it was
a very funny visual.
Anyways, I was on The Talk talking about Demi Lovato, which we'll talk about in a second. And I was also on TMZ talking about Chippendales. And thankfully, The Talk I did on Thursday and TMZ I had done on Wednesday and it aired on Friday. The thing I did Friday was in the middle of my day. I did this local Fox show, but it aired online as well.
What was it about?
Well, we talked about many different topics, including immigration, Melania Trump's coat, Roseanne. I mean, it was heavy on politics.
Pop culture politics, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I thought you were like talking about policy or something.
Well, in a pop culture way, yes.
Okay.
Anyways, I do want to tell people about Sunbasket.
Oh, I've got their menu right in front of me.
Oh, yeah, read some of it.
Well, I should read to you what I had this week, not just anything.
Okay,
I had this week. Okay, there was a chicken tangine with currants, spinach, and artichokes. I'm not sure I knew what a tangine was or whatever, but man, it was like a chicken stew almost that almost came off like a soup. And it was just delightful. I really liked this. This was good. So I enjoyed that. They had a chicken chili verde with, I don't even know how to say this. Tomatillos. Thank you. Gringo here. Fantastic. I make these for lunches. This is really great. I just put them together. Then I take them to work and I heat them up at work again. It just takes minutes to do.
They make being healthy so easy. They have so many different options for you. They have a vegan option. They have a gluten-free option. They have a paleo option. It's amazing. Go to sunbasket.com/Perez today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Perez for $35 off. sunbasket.com/Perez. All right.
Okay.
So I mentioned that I was in the talk, and on the talk, I talked about Demi Lovato and how she released... Why are you laughing?
Ruh-roh.
What?
Well, you and Demi Lovato don't exactly have the best history, and it's been well documented on this show. Yeah, so I just say, ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh. You're fucking getting me dirty after my lovely bath, my lovely, you know, soak I had just before this.
That's what the people... I'm trying to give the people what they want. They don't want the clean Perez. They want dirty Perez.
I'm opinionated. I'm not dirty. Jesus. Anyways, on there, we talked about Demi Lovato releasing this new song in which she says in the song, she's not sober anymore. Like, that's literally the lyric. Mama or daddy, please forgive me. I'm not sober anymore. After that happened, I did not let anybody publicly know that we had talked about that on the podcast before, that I thought she was off the wagon. Like, I literally said that repeatedly. I'm like, this is a red flag. That's a red flag.
Yeah. There were two different instances on the show.
Yeah. Well, I remember that we talked about it twice, maybe even three times. I think we talked about her. I think three times. Once we talked about her going and partying at clubs and going to a strip club with Bella Thorne. Bad news. We also talked about the time she injured herself. Another red flag, red flag number two. And then we talked about her, the incident in Vegas, sending a stripper up to somebody's, a hooker up to somebody's hotel room.
That was the third. That's right.
That same time, I told you that she was having falling outs with business associates.
I don't think you mentioned
Maybe
that.
Maybe I didn't, but I did talk about the Vegas thing. So I'm like, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. That's a red flag. And it sucks. Okay. Cause I relate. Like, I don't have alcohol issues, but I have other addiction issues, which I've spoken about, which are real. So I know how hard it is to break from an addiction and to break that vice and how you're always going to be that and always struggle with that. So I applaud her for owning it, acknowledging it. That's one of the steps for doing it in a public way to help others and for, you know, for living her life and wanting to better herself. And there's, I don't think anybody expected me to say anything negative. I have nothing negative to say.
I didn't think you would say anything negative, but I think, you know, look, I applaud you for not running with it. You could have said, look, I've been talking about this for months. The signs were all there, but you didn't even bring it up. You let it go. So I applaud you.
I thought that would have been, that's all. That would have been gross. Like, that would have been gloating or.
Right. Classy move on your part.
I'm not happy that she fell off the wagon. Like, that sucks. I was also paying attention to everything that was happening. And I was saying, like, gosh, like, there's something going on here. Like, it was pretty much obvious to any of her fans. Yeah. And I got to say, though, I think it may be the best song she's ever released. It's not like your typical radio single.
Are you talking about the one with Clean Bandit?
No, that's called Solo. This is called Sober. Yeah, I like the solo song as well. But yeah, this is, I think, one of her best songs ever. So there's that. All right. Well, gosh, I don't even care about these people. But the only reason I'm talking about it is because I have a feeling a lot of our listeners care about these people.
Are you going to talk about
the Jersey Shore drama?
You're going to say 5 seconds of summer?
I'm talking about the Jersey Shore drama because I put this on my social media. I put it on Instagram and I put it on other places. And holy crap, so much engagement, like so many people commenting, so many people tagging their friends in the posts. So people are invested in this. Basically, Ronnie.
No kidding. Yeah,
well, first of all, the reboot or revival or the second coming of Jersey Shore, I think has been a hit for MTV, right?
I mean, define hit.
I don't know the numbers, but people still know these people. People still care about these people. People are still invested in these people, okay? And Ronnie used to date that Sammy girl, blah, 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 blah. And he moved on and got a new girlfriend and got the girlfriend pregnant and had a baby with the girlfriend. And they have been so volatile with each other publicly for a while now. Like Instagramming live fights insanity. It went next level, and we found out about it Monday. She, the baby mama, got arrested and charged with assault. And not just any assault. Like, apparently, the two of them were in the car fighting. She punched him. He got out of the car, or wanted to get out of the car, was taking off his seatbelt, and she took off, and he couldn't even get out of his seatbelt. And she dragged him, according to reports.
Wow.
This may be controversial, but I don't care. I think if a person is convicted of assault against a partner, domestic abuse, I think that person should not have custody of their kids. None. Zero. They should be able to see their children, but it should only happen with a court-appointed monitor there, a therapist, or a family member of the other person's side.
There's no money in the system for that. I mean, it's a pipe dream that you're coming up with.
Well, fine.
10 million people in the system that are, you know, willing to babysit every maniac that's in this country. I mean, that's a pipe dream.
Then just no custody for them because they were convicted of assaulting their partner.
Well, that's for a judge to decide. And I'm sure a judge will have to decide upon that.
You think that that's unreasonable?
If there's a court case, sure. Child services can step right in and say, look, the physical well-being of this child is in jeopardy and we're stepping in. That could very well happen, but it doesn't sound like any trauma was inflicted upon the child.
Child
was in the car?
The child's like months old.
Yes, she could lose that kid. She could lose the kid.
The child is months old, so it's not like the child's going to remember anything.
Well, still.
She could have put the baby in jeopardy. That's 100%. That's definitely an argument that could be made.
You're driving away with the door open, someone attached to a car. Yeah. I don't know if you're fit to be a parent if you're behaving that way. Not for me to say. I don't think
she's fit to be a parent. Anyways, it's not all negative Jersey Shore drama. There is some positive news, and I'm curious to hear your take on this. Mike, the Situation Sorrentino, all these names are so stupid. He just got engaged to his girlfriend. Okay. However, the interesting thing is that he is facing possible serious jail time. Mm-hmm. If you've been together with...
Well, he has problems with the IRS, right?
Yeah, that he was convicted of. Or mm-hmm. No, not even that. He pled guilty to it, so he didn't have to be convicted. Mm-hmm. So he pled guilty, and now I think he's awaiting mm-hmm. sentencing. If your girlfriend, whom you've been dating for a while now, did the same thing, like let's say she's not been paying her taxes for the last 6 years, and well, that's the thing. Like, is he really going to serve any jail time? Maybe she's banking on him not serving jail time.
If it's IRS related and he didn't pay his taxes, they don't care if you're rich, famous. If you don't pay your taxes, they will throw you into jail. My guess, he's going to jail. That would be my guess.
Okay.
That he'll end up doing some jail time, 6 months, 4 months. The system's pretty clogged up. But, you know, when you don't pay your taxes, they'll throw your ass in jail. So, I don't know. It's not that long. It's not that big of a deal. Hell, and now it's a story. You know how these celebrities work.
So you would get engaged to somebody that was facing, you know, 2 or 3 years in prison?
It depends on what they were facing prison for. Money's a different situation. You know, you can plead ignorance all day long to things like that. If we're talking about a real crime, you murdered somebody, different story. It really, in this case, you're bad with your money. Maybe I should have known that going in. I don't know if it's enough to, you know, ruin a relationship.
Yeah.
You try not to get involved with someone that is bad with money. I'm in a relationship with someone that's very good with her money. So, you know, it works for me.
Are you good with your money?
Oh, I told you. I've got my lunch money from the fourth grade. I don't buy anything.
I love it. Well, that Jersey Shore arrest was not the only one making headlines today. Heather Locklear was arrested. Again, I think this might be her third, or is this her third arrest in the last few months? I think so. And there's conflicting reports as to what happened afterwards, but she was arrested this time after somebody yet again from her house called 911. The police came and she resisted arrest. She attacked the police officer. She attacked the EMT as well. And I get it. Let's assume, because that's what we have to. Let's assume the worst. Let's assume she's a straight up alcoholic. And let's mm-hmm. assume she's bipolar or has awful mental illness. Unfortunately for her, being an alcoholic and being bipolar is not an excuse in court that will help her. Like, it's not a legal excuse. Oh, I'm sorry, officer. I'm an alcoholic and I'm bipolar. It sucks. It's awful, but it's not a legal excuse. And it just sucks and it's awful. And I hope she's getting help. I'm not sure yet. There, like I said, there's conflicting reports. Some people said that she went to a hospital to go seek immediate treatment. Some people said she refused to go to the hospital to seek immediate treatments.
And didn't she just get out of a facility that she was
into for a psychiatric hold? Three days
for psychiatric. Oh my God, this is not going to end well. This isn't. And I hate to say anything. I hope she's got some good people left around her. That's all that I can say, because this is not going to end well.
Well, she's got her daughter and she's got that awful fiance, in my opinion, just based on what I know. Mm-hmm. And she does have her parents. I remember it was either this time or last time that she got into a fight as well with her parents, who had called 911 or some kind of fight with her parents.
It's awful.
Yeah. All right. On to lighter news. Cardi B is married.
How about that?
This almost, not even almost, this totally makes Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson seem tame, because at least they're still engaged that we know of. Maybe Ariana and Pete are also secretly married, but she revealed that she and her fiance got married the same day that he proposed to her. And there was no family there except one cousin of hers. I mean, if I was her sister or her mom or her dad, I mean, like, girl, why couldn't you wait at least a couple days to have the whole family there? Like, I don't get it.
Some people just want to do it themselves. I mean, no, that's not a big deal.
Then I would have been like, why'd you invite your cousin? You should have been.
Well, yeah, right. Why did the one cousin get to come and the
exactly.
rest of us? You're right. That's the big turd in the punch bowl right there.
Exactly. I'd be like, yeah, if you couldn't wait 2 days to invite me, your mother, then, but you invited that freaking cousin? No.
Right. Ray Ray got to go, but I didn't get to go. Oh, bullshit.
More like Juanita, okay?
Juanita was there? Oh, this is bullshit. Why does she got to be Juanita?
Because I bet you it was her father's side of the family.
I bet her name was like Susan or something.
She's Dominican. Dominican. And
oh, you could be right, I guess.
She's half Dominican. And I think the other half is like from her mom is like from Trinidad, I think, or somewhere else in the Caribbean.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways, she didn't even have a dress, nothing. Because it all happened so quick. But she says she still does want to have a big wedding. So he, the husband, it's going to take a second to reprogram my brain to not call him fiance. The husband is totally down with her having a big wedding, you know, I'm sure after she gives birth to her baby, which is probably any minute now. Speaking of rappers, also making headlines today, Kanye West, in a brand new interview with the New York Times, after everything Donald Trump has done the last few weeks, Kanye says that he still loves Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
Why are you shocked? That's what I think of that. His entire base loves what he's doing. I don't get what you don't get. And he's part of the base. Kanye's a Trump believer, so I'm not shocked one bit.
I'm just disappointed in Kanye, but despite everything Kanye says, people are still streaming his music. Mm-hmm. His base, Kanye's base, doesn't mind that he says the craziest things.
Look, if Kanye made a good album, I would listen to it too. I just don't like the album myself, and there's a couple tracks that I think are okay. But like I said, I don't care what he votes for or what football team he likes for that matter. It doesn't
actually,
you know,
I gotta tell
I
you,
like his music.
He executive produced, well, it's been talked about. He did a couple of albums. He also executive produced the Tiana Taylor album. There is one song on there that is the best thing Kanye has done in years. It's called WTP. It stands for Work This Pussy.
I mean, well, I already like it.
I don't know if you'll love it, because it's the gayest thing ever in the best way. It's like a new gay pride anthem. I'm obsessed with it. It's so freaking good. Like me, Tiana Taylor. Yes.
Tiana?
WTP.
Tiana Taylor. Okay.
Anyways, Kim Kardashian has yet again been accused of cultural appropriation. She wore those braids again.
Whatever.
Although I gotta say, at least her response this time was good, acknowledging that she knows where braids come from and the history. Kendall Jenner, like, listen, I love talking about the Kardashians in 2018, whereas I didn't in 2017, because the Kardashians are a great escape from, you know, everything else. Okay.
Agreed.
This, though, is awful. Kendall Jenner Instagrammed that she was out and about and saw some dude wearing a Kill the Kardashians t-shirt. You can disagree with them, not like them. You can straight up hate them. But to wear a Kill the Kardashians t-shirt out in public, that's subhuman, not decent, gross. That's awful.
I don't think it means literally that they're going to kill them. It just means kill them as a story. Kill the whole idea of them being in our psyche. That's what it means to me. It speaks to me differently. I don't think it, you're taking it a little literal.
Kill Perez Hilton. Like, if there's no difference.
I'm buying that t-shirt, right?
Also, Kim Kardashian.
I'm getting an I love Perez t-shirt.
This is for a future podcast, though. Like, or I'll let you think of it because you're, you know, more focused on just the podcast and everything else. But, like, we do, you know, we do got to come up with some merch for our couple of live show or few, however many live shows that we do. So, you know, we got to think of what the hell that would be. What freaking merch would we sell? Like, think of ideas.
And if you're listening, if you got a good idea, call it in, tweet it in. Don't call it in. I don't want to listen to that message, but
tweet us, both of us.
What would we put on a t-shirt
that you'd want to buy? So let us know. Kim Kardashian says she is over taking selfies. Rest in peace, Instagram. I'm only kidding. Oh my God, though. I had a mild to moderate anxiety attack last week when Instagram announced that they were launching IGTV.
It popped up. I looked at it and you know me. It would take me a month to know what the hell that was. So I asked my girlfriend and she told me what it was. And I slid into panic for you. Because I was like, oh my God, this is going to be it. He's going to be on this all day now. I'm going to have to hear about how much work he's got to do on this now. And he's going to end up hanging himself because of it. And I was like, it gave me anxiety.
Oh my God.
Thinking about how you are going to bitch about it. Is it worth the crap? I mean, is it something that people are going to use or that you'll use? And kind of explain it. Because I think most people are more like me than you think, that they're not quite sure what it does.
I'll explain it to you and I'll explain my thinking around it now. Basically, Instagram is trying to compete with YouTube. Simple as that. They are now giving anybody, including you, the ability to upload video up to an hour long. The difference, though, is YouTube. If you upload video, you can start putting ads on your videos. You can make money on your videos from YouTube. But you can't monetize Instagram TV videos. There's no money to be made there.
Okay, but what if you sell the time during your video?
Yeah, you could do that.
To somebody else, like a third party. Let's say
you could do that. But I mean, like, your average Joe is not going to do that. Your average Joanne ain't going to straight out the gate be doing sponsored videos.
So let me ask you a question. So is this hour, is that just for verified people or is that for everybody? Like, everybody gets the hour? I just thought it was like verified people got the hour. So there's no difference between the regular person's feed and like your feed.
I discovered for me, I do try and add once a day a piece of content that is exclusive to IGTV to give people incentive to check it out. So that's what I've decided to do.
I love that you just put the story on Instagram. On your stories. And I could just go, oh, the headline. Oh, cool. And swipe up if I want and go to the next one. It's my favorite thing you do. I love it. Your Instagram feed is kind of like what my Twitter feed is. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting stories in there and I'm also getting to see the pictures of everybody I want to see. So I like
that. Anyways, that totally, you called it. I had like a full-on anxiety attack over that.
I knew it.
Because also it's like, I have to use it. It's just adding more time and work, but whatever.
I know.
Anyways, let's move on. Back to Donald Trump for a hot second. Like, he just depresses me. Like, he makes me so sad. He's talking about Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Fallon was talking about that infamous episode of The Tonight Show where he played with Donald Trump's hair. And this is the thing about Donald Trump. He views everything as an attack against him, even though Jimmy Fallon did not attack him. All that Jimmy Fallon did was he said he regretted how he handled it and he wouldn't do it the same way now. As a result of that, Donald Trump told Jimmy Fallon, be a man. Seriously?
I get Trump's side of it. He's like, you didn't seem to have a problem that night when I did it and I got you ratings.
Yeah, but he's just got the worst way of expressing himself. Be a man. Be a man.
You're right.
Oh, I hate him. 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 I really
hate
him.
We got that. We got that.
Yeah. On to some wacky news. Childish Gambino, and this has repercussions. His number one song on the Billboard Hot 100, This Is America, he has been accused of stealing that song, basically. Like, there is a song that came out a few years ago by this other artist named Jace Hartley, and the song's called American Pharoah. I'd never heard of it either, but I did hear both songs back to back, and it's pretty obvious he did steal the song and did not, like, get it cleared or sampled.
I mean, it's such a unique song in how it's almost two separate songs. I can't imagine someone lifting that. It seems so original.
The link, it's on my site. But, you know, that song was such an important song and a powerful song. Does it make it less than now that we know that he copied it?
No. You really think he copied it?
Not only is it sonically very, like, overwhelmingly similar, but it's also lyrically very similar. It's a freaking copy. It's a copy. To me, it does make it a little bit less than, especially because it was such an important song, like I said, and a political song and a social. I just got, oh no. Oh, wow. Literally just now, a breaking news alert. Oh, wow. I'll just read you the headline and I'll read you the story. Ambulance rushes Heather Locklear to hospital after call for overdose. Heather Locklear is hospitalized again after cops got a call for someone overdosing at her home Monday afternoon, just hours after she had bailed out of jail.
I said it 10, 15 minutes ago. I know how this is going to end. I hope this isn't the end. Well, you want to wrap this up? You need to work?
No, we still got a more show to go. An update on something we talked about last week. As I predicted, Christina Aguilera did not get a top five debut for her album. Sucks. Number six.
Number six.
But Beyonce and Jay-Z lost to 5 Seconds of Summer.
Now that's pretty shocking, but those Five Sauce fans are fierce. And that's a good song. Youngblood is average. A very good song.
I wouldn't say it's a bad song. It's not a bad song. It's just very bland.
For 5 Seconds of Summer, to me, it's the best thing they've ever done. I'll just put it that way. I like the song. I do.
Well, you know what surprised me the most, actually, was how much their fans bought it. Like, they got most of their number one through sales, not streaming.
When you're still a big fan and you're a young kid, you want the physical copy stuff.
I didn't think young people bought albums anymore.
Not all of them, obviously. And why would you? But, you know, when you're a fan of something, like, you know, I love the 1975. When they're going to drop their album, I'm going to go out and actually get a vinyl of it. You know, I'm going to go out and get it because I'm a fan. So that doesn't shock me.
Well, good on them. All right, on to some more music-related news. The patriarch of the musical Jackson family, Joe Jackson, is on his deathbed, according to reports, with terminal cancer. It sucks. Also, like I told you, you know, when there's so many in a family like the Jacksons and future to be the Kardashians, they're all like screwing each other over. And now Paris Jackson is fighting with her family again because somebody tweeted from Joe Jackson's verified Twitter account. And she's like, that's not my grandfather. He did not tweet this. This upsets me to see whoever's in charge taking advantage of it. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, some TV news briefly. Mm-hmm. The Roseanne spinoff is happening. Do you think it'll be successful?
No. because Roseanne's the star of that show. There's no one else on that show that I would watch on TV. There's no reason for it. The end of Roseanne, you heard me say this. The first two episodes were phenomenal. The rest of the season was utter shit. I think unless they're going to go back to phenomenal, what they did the first two episodes, if the spinoff can capture that, I'll give it a chance. Do I think it'll be that? No.
Well, at least those people got employed. Well, more TV-related news. Joe Giudice, which I don't really care about, but I do find this story interesting. He is the husband of Teresa Giudice, the Real Housewives of New Jersey star. He's currently, the situation will be most likely facing prison time for, you know, defrauding the government out of money. And according to reports, he may be deported back to Italy where he was born. Now, he and her have four children together, four young girls. I think they're all 15 and below. Do you think this woman's going to move to Italy with him?
They're married.
Her fame is here. She's not famous in Italy. And her money is here. Her lifestyle is here. If she were to have to move to Italy, I think it'd be a totally different lifestyle, total life adjustment. I don't see it happening. I mean, maybe.
Going back to her for a second, is she the one that's the bodybuilder now?
Yes, that's her.
Damn, she looks great.
Well, because it looks like she's doing it naturally.
She's ripped. She looks hot.
A sad update. Literally hours before Kate Spade's funeral, her father passed away. Just sending positive vibes to all that family. Johnny Depp opened up in a new article about his split from Amber Heard and confessing some of the wild stuff he did, like spending $30,000 a month on wine and confessing or admitting that he did lose all his money, basically. That's why I'm money obsessed, too. Like, people like Johnny Depp could lose all their money. Like, geez.
That guy had his own island, for crying out loud. Yeah. I mean, he had island money.
Yeah. Josh Brolin opened up about his 2004 domestic violence arrest with involving Diane Lane, his wife at the time. I think he addressed that well. Taylor Swift was called out by Trent Reznor.
Oh, that was low. I'm a huge Nine Inch Nails fan. And why drag her into this?
Well, she's also one of the biggest stars on the planet.
So
I agree.
Why is he dragging her into anything? If she doesn't want to participate in politics, then she doesn't have to. I get it. He's involved and he's charged up, but calling somebody else out for it, I don't know. That just seems low to me.
Yeah, I mean, I wish she would, but, you know, it's her choice. She clearly has chosen not to. Chris Hardwick's wife has opened up, blah, 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 blah. Michael Rapaport, some drama with him on a plane, blah, 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 blah. Dolce & Gabbana, blah, 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 blah. Brigitte Nielsen gave birth. She's 54, blah, 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 blah. This is a wild one. Triple XXXTentacion, the murdered rapper, according to his mother, before his death, got a woman pregnant. So there's going to be a XXXTentacion baby to come. Cynthia Nixon revealed that her oldest child is transgender. Kit Harington got married.
Jon Snow.
Yeah, he got married in his now wife's family castle. How fancy.
Wow, that's amazing. She's a wildling.
A wilding? What do you mean?
You don't watch the show.
But in her real life, her family's got two castles.
Well, that's why he married her. I mean, come on. I need to find out if my girlfriend's got a castle. Maybe she does. Maybe I should find out.
Anyway, some couples news. Nick Jonas flew all the way to India with his girlfriend, Priyanka Chopra, meeting the family. I wonder if he's like going to pop the question.
Huh.
Propose. Also, an update. Chris Pratt, I told you, was seen out on a date with Katherine Schwarzenegger. Well, apparently it's actually really serious. They've been on more than 8 dates and they were set up by her mother, Maria Shriver.
That's cute.
Some quick music items, too, very briefly, then we'll get to calls. Adele, according to reports, is started working on her next album. Yay! With a possible release date of Christmas 2019. I don't think that Adele album is going to come out Christmas 2019 and like keep waiting, I say. I don't know. Anyways, my friends, if you want to advertise on our podcast, email us podcast@PerezHilton.com. That's podcast@PerezHilton.com. Booker and I are also available to MC weddings, bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras. Email us to find out our rates. If you want us to do corporate events, we're available for anything and everything. All inquiries can be sent to podcast@PerezHilton.com. All right, let's take some calls.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. My name is Sophia, and I've been noticing lately that people attack celebrities that they don't agree with by insulting them with, like, calling them crazy, or that they should be in a mental hospital, or they need medicine. And I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on that, because for me, I've been struggling with chronic depression for the last 10 years, and I find it offensive, but maybe I'm just being sensitive. But I want to get your guys' opinion on that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm sending you a lot of love and a big hug. And I wish you almost would have named names, because the main one that pops to mind is Kanye West, but he has been struggling with. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think she's more talking about it's the norm to go, oh, that person's crazy. That person's nuts. It's almost like words that have disappeared from our past that we would say 10 years ago, oh, that's so gay or whatever. And I think that's what she's sort of getting at, that we probably need to get more away from that, because there are people that really are suffering, like her, that take offense to things like that. Retarded, you know, when you say something's retarded, of course you don't.
Well, don't say the word.
I'm using an example. And when people have said it in the past, you never really connected a person to the other end of that. And all we're saying as a society is we shouldn't just throw words like that out there anymore, and be more careful with our words. And it's a good lesson. And it's just part of as we mature as a society. That's all. But you sound like the sweetest girl in the world. And I thank you for listening and calling. She's total sweetheart.
Hi, guys. This is Erin calling from Manitoba, Canada. I'm actually a Courtney Prime reporter here. And I just wanted to let Perez know that everyone is an angel in death. And it is one of the most surprising things I've seen, is how outraged people get when you say something negative about a person who's lived a life of negativity and then passed away. So I'm with you, and good for you on calling people out on like the crappy things they did in life, because it doesn't go away in death. Thanks. I love you guys.
Thank you. Also, like Joe Jackson, when he dies, like, you can't just ignore the fact that he abused his children. The children have spoken about that.
He beat some really good records out of them, though. I mean, he really did.
Oh, stop it. That's not funny.
I'm laughing. Another call.
Hey, Prez. Hey, Booker. My name is Ashley, and I have listened to the... Well, yes, I've listened to the podcast since forever, but I've also been to your website since what feels like forever. I mean, I even submitted pictures back in the day when you were posting fan pictures saying that they loved you. So anyway, so thanks for all the celebrity gossip over the years. My big question for you, Perez, is I always wonder why on your website you have your titles that talk about you when you say like us, when you might mean me or...
I do that. Well, first of all, because I've always done that. In 2004, 2005, 2006, there really wasn't social media, and there was no YouTube and all that stuff. So it was even less me. At the very beginning, I was very mysterious, right? Like at the very beginning, like, who is this? Mm-hmm. There was an air of mystery, but I wanted it to always be in the third person, because I always wanted it to be about more than just me. Like, I wanted it to be this shared experience that I was having with my readers. So it's like, we're in this together. It's like, we, us, our. And now it's like, I've done it for so long, and I also just don't want it to be like flip-flopping back and forth. Like, a post about me, I don't want it to be first person, and then another post to be third person. You know what I mean?
No, but okay. Another call.
Hi, this is Mike calling from Brownsville, Texas. My question is, why don't you stick to things you know about, you and Booker Perez? Why don't you stick to things you know about, like The Bachelorette, the Kardashians, or Chippendales? But please, please, please don't jump into politics. Listening to Booker trying to bring logic and understanding to Trump's presidency is so depressing. Come on. And Booker, if you're looking for a good paying job, I think you should go to Fox News. They'd love you there because you understand Trump and you explain him so well. So in the future, well, I don't think I'll be listening. But anyway, don't talk about politics.
That was funny.
I love that call. Why would I work for Fox News, though? I don't understand. That's the only part I don't get.
Well, because you're a closet Republican. I think a lot of our listeners think that.
800-721-1185. That is our phone number. You can always hit us on social media. We'd love to know what you'd like to put on a t-shirt. We maybe we'll make it when we get out to meet you guys. So give us a call. Give us a tweet at the Perez Hilton, at Chris Booker. We'll do this next week. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.